Blog Talk Radio.
Clark, I had no idea that new intro, which was supposed to be 20 seconds, would be quite as long as it was. But, you know, we get surprises all the time, don't we? Hey, thank you for tuning in to my blog talk radio show called Fueled by Intention. And today we're talking about one of my favorite mentors. Earl Nightingale. Earl Nightingale is no longer with us, actually. He was born in 1921 and passed in 1989, and he was an American radio speaker and author, and he dealt mostly with subjects of human character development, motivation, and meaningful existence, and that is why I study him so much. His voice in the early 1950s of Sky King made him a star also. He was the author of a book called The Strangest Secret, which is one of the greatest motivational books of all time. So I have been listening to an audiobook and reading also about Earl Nightingale. And I want to tell you that he has so many good ideas for us that relate to us today. It says that Earl's enlightenment come to him in a bolt out of the blue while reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It came when he realized that the six words he read were the answer. The answer to a question he had been looking for, that we become what we think about. And that has become his mantra. It was always his mantra. We become what we think about. He realized that he had been reading the same truth over and over again from the New Testament to the work of Emerson. We become what we think about. As ye sow, ye shall reap. So I've been studying him and listening to almost every single radio show that he's done. And I want to tell you, if you can get on the internet or if you have Amazon Audible and you pick Earl Nightingale for The Secret Advantage, you will hear all of his radio shows and get all of his advice. Some of the things that he has that he can teach us today are give more than you take. Okay, so in his idea of give more than you take, if you are employed by someone or you're doing a job for someone, you should do more than you're being paid for. And thus, that will help you get to the exact amount of money or success that you want. Sounds good. And I feel like I've been doing this my whole life. And so it has brought me really good success. So I believe in this. Give more than you're being paid for. Also, don't compete, create. So as if you know anything about the law of attraction, there is enough for everyone. So Earl Nightingale also had this as one of his ideas. Don't compete, create. You're not competing with other folks in this world for money. You are not competing with them for a better life. You are competing with just yourself. And getting ahead includes just doing better for yourself all of the time. Create better situations. Create the opportunities for yourself. So don't compete with others. Create for yourself. Create a better life for yourself and create a better opportunity to get to that better life. Also, Earl said, your rewards will be in direct proportion to how much you contribute. But this meant the rewards, the things that you have as your goals and your desires and your dreams, your rewards will be given to you by how much and in the amount of how much time you've helped other people. So if you are doing your work and going towards your goals, you should be helping others succeed at the same time. So I kind of done that a little bit with my new campaign, Fueled by Intention. And one of the things that I'm doing is helping folks get ahead in their business format and telling them exactly how to achieve all of their personal goals, telling them how to create the goals, write down exactly what you want and how to achieve those goals. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to, you know, have less in my life because I've helped other people. I'm going to actually have more in my life because I have helped other people. The teacher who teaches a sermon the best that they can is helping their students, and that teacher will be seen as possibly teacher of the year and get great rewards and recognition for helping the student learn easier, faster, and in a better way. The engineer who works on a project and goes above and beyond and uses his skills to help those who are working, like the apprentice, to come up through the ranks, helps them, gives them advice, shows them the way, that engineer will be running the firm. That engineer will get his rewards equal to how he helps others. And this can be in any situation that you have. So if you own a company and you're helping, you're doing the best job that you can with your company and you're helping your employees by getting ahead and helping them learn more so that they can make more, then you will have a better company. Your workers will stay with you. Your workers will be loyal, and you're helping yourself. Okay, so I think I've said enough about that, but, you know, I really just cannot even stress how it is to help others while you're doing your best job.
I wanted to give you a few more insights about this Fueled by Intention campaign that I'm running right now. And I wanted to give you my website, fueledbyintention.com. I wish that you would just, you would please visit my website this week. How about today? fueledbyintention.com and give me some comments on it. Tell me what you like, what you don't like about the website. Help me out. And I will help you out. I'll give you, if you leave your email or give me a comment, I'll send you my top intention list on creating your dream life. I'll just send it out to you. And let's start a conversation. Let's talk back and forth. I'm also starting a mastermind mentor club for Fueled by Intention. And what this will encompass is a group of people that want to work together to help each other and succeed and know that there is a lack of nothing and make all of your goals and your dreams come into reality. As Earl Nightingale would tell you, that what you think about you will get. We are going to have different phone calls, chat groups, emails, monthly group calls, adventure trips, workshops in Orlando, Miami, Daytona, and Cocoa, and a yearly 5-day cruise and a one-time guest on the radio show. And I will also do a one-time edit of your website. So please tell me what you think of these ideas. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to help you have the life of your dreams. And it is possible. You can have it. The minute that you start thinking that it's possible, you will immediately feel better. You will immediately have people come to you that can help you in all that you desire. And this is amazing. I know it sounds amazing, but it is true. And if you watch The Secret and if you agree with the law of attraction, you're going to attract what you think about. And think about being successful this week. Think about how you can help others this week. Think about doing the best job that you can on the special gift and talents that you have, and you will immediately help other people, and you will be rewarded. You will get those goals. And next week, we'll talk about some more goal-building activities that you can do during the week. But this week's homework, I want you to look up Earl Nightingale. I want you to do a search for him. That 90-second thing always gets me every time. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's a little voice from the radio station that goes, "You have 90 seconds." Look up Earl Nightingale. You can look up his website, do a Google search, and see that his teachings are alive and well and going strong in throughout the world. So he looks like some 60s hep guy with the black suit, black tie, white shirt, and the crew cut haircut with the glasses. He really looks like a 60s guy. You'll love what he wrote about and what his mindset was for most of his life, and you'll adopt winning ideas from him. So I hope to see you next week, and feel fantastic. Bye. Thanks, Donna.